Welcome to Afyem Yerushalmi, holding an Orlo Daf Chof Tes in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Alocha Vov. The Gemara started in the previous Daf with the Mishnah regarding Chulin and Truma, yeast of Chulin and Truma that fell into a dough. Says the Gemara now, Rav Yosef B'Shea B'Yichudon, Koiz Shemozgu Mi'isu U'Meheter. You have a cup which has water in it, and you put into that cup wine, Yai Nesech, and regular wine. You put both. At as we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, if you look at the wine as one, wine has a problem that's min b'minoy, the both wine. So min b'minoy is not bottle. I mean, you have to have a very large amount to be mevatel it. So if you look at the wine, you're stuck, you're going to have a very large amount of wine. But if I ignore the wine of Heter, and I look only at the wine of Isser, so I have a much smaller amount. And I say like this, the wine and water is min b'sheinu miner. It's wine into water. So then you go based on Yisatam. Does it give taste? Does it not give taste? So this is what I'm looking over here. If the wine of Isser would fall into the water alone, would it give taste or not? If it doesn't give taste, it's bottle. Hi, now when the wine falls, you have heter together, and right now the wine is not bottle because there's so much wine. I ignore the wine of heter, and I look at it as if the wine of heter fell after the isser was bottle. So again, you put isser to heter into water. At your eyes, heter, you look at the heter, the yain mutter, kimishain, as if it's not here. Oiso isser, the isser, imish, if it gives taste to the water, osser, filam mutter. This is only if the heter fell last. Because then you look at it, the ister falls in. The ister is bottle. Now the heter fell. But if the heter fell first, then you don't say that. Rav Eimi B'Shem, Rav Yochanan, Loishani B'et Shinofal Yisr B'tchilo V'heter B'Soif, L'heter B'tchilo V'Yisr B'Soif. He says, no, there's no difference. Even if the heter fell first, I, so to speak, ignore the heter. K'mishayin, as if it's not here, and I look at the ister and the water alone. Afilu ma'im v'yayin. Afilu nimza kol tzorkoi min ha'eter. Even if we have water and wine, and the mezika was done, now you have a full wine. So you would think right now, turn to be wine. You put, well, how do you do with water and wine? You dilute the wine with water. The Gemara brings it, it's either two-thirds or three-quarters of water, and another the other part is wine. And right now, what do you have in the end? You have yayin mazuk. So I would think right now it's all wine. So you say, you still say, I ignore the wine, which is over here. I look at the water alone. And then I look at the yayin nesach, I fell into the water. If it gives taste to the water, so you go, you're saying that I'm completely ignoring the wine, even after the mixture, and even after you did a full mezika. Says the Gemara of Zehiro, Hado deat omar bechulo tinuin. Which means this concept works in all conditions, in all cases. In every case we say that we can ignore the heter and allow the yayin nesach alone to be canceled with the water. So the Gemara, hey Chavido, what is the Zeir adding what we said before? So the Gemara, there's another Chiddush of Zeir says. Basically, the case that Zeir is going to add is, Tzloichis yayin nesach shenoflo to chavit shel yayin. The yayin nesach fell into wine, not into water. So then, of course, it's not bottles, min b'minay. And then this whole wine fell into water. You see the heter as if it's not here. The iser, you see if it has loisetam or not. So here there's a very much bigger chiddush. The chiddush is that even if the yayin nesach fell into wine, and then both wines fell into water, I still ignore the wine of heter and allow the yaynes to be canceled in water. So we have here three stages of the Gemara, three shittas. One shita says, the only time the yaynes is canceled in water and I ignore the yayin mutter is only if the yaynes fell first. The other Gemara says, even if it fell second, and even if the yayin is muzzled completely and you have a full mezigo. And now the bigger chiddush is that even if the wine nesach fell into the regular wine and then both fell into water, I ignore the yayin of heter. Now going back to the Mishnah, in the Mishnah we learned that if you have yeast of chulin and yeast of trumo, each one doesn't have kashir, and they fell into the yisa. So Ablazer says, you go based on the last one. If the last one that fell is chulin, so then it's chulin. And if the last one that fell is trumo, it makes it trumo. Says the Gemara, at kadoin shenoflu zachar zeh. That's good if it fell one after another. Meaning the Mishnah is addressing a case that the Truma fell first, Chulin second, Chulin first, Truma second. But what about the case, Noflu Shneim Ka'achas, Ma Omad Bar Ablozer? What happens if they fell together? What Bar Ablozer will say then? Says the Gemara, Nishmeini Min Ado. There's another Girsa here. The Girsa that we have over here is Ablozer is the one who's answering. Ma Omad Bar, Ablozer Omar, Ablozer Churda, Noiro, Nishmeini Min Ado, let's serve in the following. Or the Girsa is Ma Omad Bar Ablozer, Ablozer will say. And we don't say the word Omar, Nishmeini Min Ado, let's serve from here. Emasai Chemeitzel Shakusi Mutor Lachar Pesach. So the issue with the Kusi is the Kusim, they hold that they know when Pesach starts, because they say the Pesach starts Achar Shabbos. So always they do Pesach on Sunday. And many times they make a mistake. And the Pesach that they're doing finishes earlier than our Pesach. So then they start eating Chometz when it's still really Pesach. And therefore the Chometz of Kusim is Asur after Pesach, because it's Chometz Shavuot Pesach. At what stage do we say that you could already buy the chametz from a kusi, and there's no chashash anymore? Something more than chotes amud beis. Shel balabati machar sholosh shabosos shelafiyah. A balabos, meaning a regular person, they bake every Shabbos. So after you have three shabosim, you could buy from them. Why? The first Shabbos, they're using the ser, the yeast of Pesach, the yeast of the last week. It's also. The second Shabbos, they're using a yeast, which is a mixture of what it's left from last week, which is partially Pesach, partially not Pesach. And the third week is when you say it's already completely canceled. Because then the taste is completely bottled. V'shanach toimim, the bakers, bakrochim, if it's the big cities, lachar shloisha yomim. Because every day they do a new bakery. V'shanach toimim bakfarim, the bakers in the villages, lachar shloisha tanuim, whenever they heat the oven, they don't heat the oven every single day. So after three baking that they do. Even though we said the Balabati was only after 3 weeks of baking, according to the Reb Chaim, it means is, but if in the case that he is Odom Godol, he's a big person, he has a lot of guests, or she is Bnoi, or he has a wedding, he baked three ovens in one week, one after each other, and then another one after the other, mutter. In other words, we don't have to wait for 3 weeks with a balabatim. We have to wait for three baking. Usually, the baking happens every Shabbos. After three Shabbos, you have three bakings of bread. But if it happens to be all on the same day, it also works. Also, we talk about the bakers in the big cities. Even though we said it has to be 3 days, but for who should it like in a case that he was pressured? For Avos Shloisha Sanurim B'Yom Echad, he need to bake a lot of bread in one day. He did three ovens in one day, Zachar Zeh, one after another. Mutter, it's also mutter, because all I need is to have 3 times that he heats up the oven. So the more time Shimon Oimer, the Avka Shomush and Nachtoim B'Kfarim. But when we talk about Nachtoimim in the Kfarim, the bakers in the villages, Lachar Shloisha Tanurim, even though he has 3 ovens, at Shloisha Yomim Asurim, you still have to wait 3 days. There it's different. There I don't say that if he heated his oven 3 times in the same day, it's going to be mutter. Why is that so? He makes sure to use the same yeast the whole day. What's the pshat? Because in kfarim and villages, there's not a lot of people. So even if there is pressure to have more bread, but it's still not going to be fully sold. So a person, the baker, makes sure that if he knows he needs to bake more, he's going to use the same yeast for the entire day. He's just going to make it a little smaller portions to put it in the breads that he's doing that day. So even if he does 3 ovens in the same day, he's still using the same yeast. It's not a new yeast. So by the kfarim, which is a small place, villages, I can't rely on it in one day. It has to be at least 3 different days. Meaning he has to pass at least 3 days in order to make sure that he's not using the same yeast. So concludes the one that flam and amud alef. What is the issue with the kusim? The issue with the kusim is that they're using yeast of Pesach. So week number one, they're still using the full yeast of Pesach. Week number two, they're using a mixture of the yeast of Pesach and the yeast of the new yeast. It's a mixture of both. That's what happens in week number two or in baking number two. That's the problem. So says the Gemara, oiso ishto ashnia, that second baking, loimi yistu me'etu yimach mischametzas, is a joint partnership of yeast of Pesach and yeast of something else doing it together, befas achas. Umar Revir and Bishar Abshem Lokish, Revir Messenio Shemish Lokish, Mantana Chametz Shakusim, Rabbi Lazar. Who is the one who said this to Sefta Bakusim? The one who said is Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara asked, according to Rabbi Lazar, we know if Heter fell and then Isser, it's Usser. What happens if it falls together? Says, well, we have a Raya from Kusim, which is a problem. Because why by Kusim the second baking is an issue? Because a yeast which is combined with Pesach and Am Pesach together. You see, it's still also Kurti Ablazer. You see, a Kurti Ablazer, the two things that join together and work together, it's still a Isser, even if it did not fall one after the other. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Chof Tes.